Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode in the King's Coaching Call special series. This is where badass members of the Heroic Husbands Men's Circle movement come on a call with me to put forward their context and a question of a distinct challenge that they're having in marriage, in parenting, deep intimacy, you name it, whatever lies under the umbrella of married life. It is pretty all-encompassing. In today's episode, Mike brings forward, it's like a universal issue for so many married men, because it's about fatherhood. And how do you deal with, dealing with marriage is tough enough when it's just you and your queen locked in, one-to-one. But how do you deal with what can feel like, and if you're a dad out there, every single dad has had this experience that Mike brings, is how do you deal with like the situation where your kids are acting out, they're being super challenging, and it's like you're sitting in the barbecue of trying to parent them, but there's also the full flame queenly feedback coming your side, and it's feedback, it's criticism, it's reminders of you haven't done it right before, etc., etc. How do you sit with the barbecue like intensity under your ass and find your presence and find your ground and start leading from presence, leading from love, leading from a place of groundedness inside of you, that your awareness, you know what's happening, you're holding space for the storm of your queen, the storm of your kids, and your storm inside. And from there, you move forward with power and grace and become the leader you were born to be, and ultimately become the father you wish you had growing up. It's a sacred opportunity, an invitation, a challenge to you, all of you dads coming in. And Mike was the powerful badass that had the courage to come on and the willingness to have this published for the benefit of you and every guy in this movement. So the real star of the show is definitely Mike. And it's my fullest expectation that the answer, the wisdom that came through, will be of benefit to every single one of you dads out there. Enjoy the episode. Mike, brother, your question and context, please.
All right. Thank you, Mark, so much for this. my challenge is around parenting. I've got three boys, 10 and under. I've been married 13 years. I have trouble accepting feedback when it comes to parenting. Something I mess up, if it's a mistake, deep down I know it's a mistake, except I really have trouble communicating that I was wrong. And then also I have trouble being present in real-time communication about that. So it could be stonewalling, just having trouble communicating. It's like I lock up, I freeze up, and I just don't want to talk about it, right? Because I just want to accept that I'm okay. Even my mistake, I'm okay. It's acceptable, right? It's not fair, right? I did mess something up. I can't admit that. So my question is, how can I open up and connect deeper and be safer to address the closure? Address my closure, right, that I have in my nervous system, which typically kind of blames and minimizes the whole thing and just doesn't want to take ownership, right?
This is the juice, man. Every guy that has kids, he's bringing some version of this. Mike, I'm curious, when you freeze or when you're in that blame mode and the queen is giving feedback, there's some part of you, hey, I fucked up, I made a mistake, and you're struggling to own it. And what's happening inside your body? On a bodily level, what feedback, what's the experience of your body, physical sensations and emotions?
Yeah, the main thing I feel is I'm warm. I have like this heat that's coming into my face. I get into my throat. It's like my heart starts pounding sort of in my throat area. which kind of blocks my speaking. I'm likely not breathing much. I'm kind of very shallow breath. And my movement is not present, right? I'm sort of tinkering with something. I'm half doing a chore. I'm gonna half take the trash out and then pause and then half keep doing something else, right? So eyesight's not fully engaged. It's sometimes locking in for a few seconds, but then I kind of move away.
Okay. This all points towards there's three states in from a trauma-informed perspective, Mike. There are three states that our nervous system can work on, technically the autonomic nervous system. Safe, mobilized, or freeze mode. Safe, all is good. Presence is the natural state of being. It's a safe topic. Pass me the cornflakes, honey. All is good. Everything is safe. You're fine. Conversation flows. Or there might be some topics that could be a big, deep trigger for another guy, but you've got it licked because your nervous system has had experience of that being a safe thing. So what you report is the wisdom of your body saying, you know, being that's like mobilized, heart pounding. Mobilized, fight or flight. And even you're reporting fight, blame, or eyes moving, eyes wanting to get away, avoidance, fight or get the fuck out of there. The closing down of the throat, you know, the breathing going and the closing down of the throat. It's like, how do I speak? How do I get my truth out? So it's not safe. That's your nervous system telling you directly. There's something in this situation that makes me feel very unsafe. Now, what I'd bring in here, and just there's a bit of freeze in there as well. So there's mobilize and freeze. When we get to the point of overwhelm, we just want to stonewall, just want to shut down, don't want to speak, that's freeze. So there's a dance between mobilized and freeze. Want to touch base with you, Mike. Does that seem accurate in what I'm reflecting back?
Like inconsistent going between the two.
Yeah. So what's key here is, you know, when you were speaking about the context, you were saying, you know, I've made a mistake, trouble communicating that you're wrong. There's a bit of a paradox going on here. Extreme ownership, hey man, I fucked up. I got it wrong. You know, we receive that feedback. But the dichotomy here, Mike, is you've got to have a foundation of feeling safe within yourself to take that feedback. When you're in a mobilized state or a free state, your queen can give you all the feedback in the world. You can try and struggle to access, there's a mistake here. Your nervous system will not give you a grounded, okay, man, I fucked up, made a mistake, that's okay. Take the feedback and you start showing up. From a nervous system perspective, there's no mistake at all. You're not getting anything wrong because what's happening to your nervous system there is the perfectly natural human experience of your nervous system experiencing what it needs to experience. Now, what I'm after saying is just philosophical bullshit if I don't take you a level deeper. There's a major distinction. You'll hear that I speak in distinctions quite often because with a powerful distinction, when your nervous system gets it, it's black and white, rational-minded thinking. You can cut off one and go, okay, that's what it is. There's cause and reveal. Now, the karmic point where we get into a loop of, man, it just happens all the time in parenting. My queen gets frustrated. I get into this shutdown that's mobilized and I just don't know how to get present. It happens again and again and again, despite your best efforts. Do you have some bit of that pattern that you've probably been setting really good intentions, but you're struggling to break the pattern?
Yes, the pattern, and you know my queen is a note taker, so those patterns are literally recorded in logs somewhere. It's a very hard pattern to break because kids are very unpredictable. And I want to blame them sometimes for
Yeah.
my mistake, right?
Yeah. Again, feedback takes a grounded safeness, at least partially, that you have some access to a safety within it. The entry point to safety is becoming trauma informed, in my firsthand experience, and working with guys one on one. There's a point between cause and reveal. In my world, Mike, when I hear you speaking what you're speaking, I'm like, you're not making a mistake. What's happening there? I'm going to speak from my perspective what I believe is happening and touch base with you. Does that make sense? Within the limited time, we've got to make a couple of quantum leaps. What I believe is happening within you, Mike, and it's happening within pretty much every single guy that's parenting in some way, shape, or form, is when you're in that parenting situation, it's like queen is there, kids are there, rational mind, conscious mind of today is like, just say the fucking thing, just set the boundary, just show up present, but your body won't give you that response. So the situation is revealing within you a protective pathway from traumatizing experiences growing up. Our nervous system, the amygdala, in cahoots with other parts of the primitive part of our brains, makes a nanosecond decision in every situation. Am I safe? Am I in danger? And it's exceptionally inaccurate and ignorant in the judgment call. Because, hey, if a bear is about to jump around out from behind that tree, like it did when it was five and I'm lucky to be alive, well, anytime you could see a fucking Christmas tree and the same fear response will come because it's like, hey, life or death. It makes sense from a survival perspective. But when you're in that situation as a dad with your kids, it triggers old, locked, stuck, frozen memories in your nervous system from when you were a kid. And I'm imagining, and I know I have some insider knowledge because you've shared incredibly deeply on this in the circles, but I'm imagining that there's a library full of unsafe childhood memories where your nervous system as a child felt distinctly unsafe on many, many different occasions. Does that hit home?
Yeah, they're so suppressed that I have trouble actually indexing them. So they have to be in there, but agreed.
Yeah. They're suppressed until you show up as a parent and you're looking at your kids and it's fucking intense and your nervous system is telling you explicitly, hey, those feelings, those memories that you think are repressed, this is when we show up. We don't show up when we're journaling. It doesn't show up when you're talking about football or baseball. It shows up when you're seeing a kid and the complex dynamics. Husband, wife, reminders of dad, stepdad, whatever, you as a kid, is this safe? And that's what chokes up your voice. That's what skyrockets your heart beating like crazy. And your queen that has all this feedback, she's a queen. She needs a king on the job. Hey, queens won't make your healing journey easy. Powerful women bring, they're looking for godliness embodied. To bring this into landing in some way, to, I suppose I'm trying to encapsulate some next step for you, Mike, is intimacy. You'll hear me speak about this. Bring the story to your queen, not from a victimhood, not from, hey, I've got this shit going down, I'm not responsible as a parent anymore because this shit happened to me. No, never that, ever. But bring in moments when you're not parenting with your queen, hey, I was on the call with Mark, whatever, men's circles, just becoming trauma informed. I'm realizing what's happening in that moment. There are distinct protective pathways that in that moment you're looking for me. It's like, baby, I'm trying my best consciously. I truly am. But my conscious mind yet has not found the power to override what's happening subconsciously. So my heart is beating. Invite her into the story. Invite her into your lived experience. Let her nervous system go, ah, okay, this makes sense.
He's not just judging me. He's not just blaming the kids. He's not just being an irresponsible, fucking immature man. You know, like, if we don't invite them into the story, they're just going to feel he's just disrespectful. I've told him this feedback. He just never gets it fucking right. At some point, they will make a story. It's about storytelling. Tell her your story. This is what I'm battling with. My heart does this. Conscious mind, I struggle to get through, so I'm going to work with this. It's not with you, it's not with the kids. And you start working with that story. And in that moment, strategically, you notice the heart. Breathe deep. Baby, I want to be here. I just need like a few minutes. I'm going to breathe fucking deep. Breathe fully deep and breathe deep. It's a little and often the same thing as what as Dwayne summarized it. This is in mini blocks, many conversations, small baby steps, often happening. Slowly but surely, your nervous system will start allowing yourself to have a human experience. It will stop beating itself up, going, "You're just a fucking failure. Just get fucking present." It will understand the chaos of what's happening inside. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough as a man. It means you've had a distinctly intense human experience growing up, and now you're going to get to work in slowly but surely supporting your nervous system, little and often, unsticking that closure, unthawing it, unfreezing it, and then flow comes back in. And hey, man, when you come at it from an accurate story that is more soothing and loving to you and accepting of you and your human experience, the totality of it, couple of weeks later, you're just more present. The heart isn't beating as much, little bit by little bit. And your queen hearing and understanding your story, she can meet you there. And then the pressure and the tension goes, and then things just start flowing. And hey, man, like a few months later, you're just like, fuck, I'm just loving parenting. That makes sense, Mike.
Yeah, it does, Mark. Thank you. That does make sense. It's simple. Something I can, the dojo is in those moments. It's like you said, it's not when journaling. It's like that's the time to address that trauma and breathe deep, just breathe into it, communicate about it. So, yeah, it's simple. It makes the most sense. Biggest impact. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got this. You totally have got this. You're an astoundingly impressive man, Mike. The experience you had growing up, hey, man, it's the experience you had growing up. We've all had our own fucked up upbringings with shit. I spoke about authenticity and attachment. Hey, man, no guy here, no guy on the planet, no woman on the planet has had attachment and authenticity like totally nurtured. This is your task, but you've got everything. Everything you need, man. And it's day one always. Get back to work, get back to practice. This is your next level of the computer game. Like the computer game is fucking awesome because you get boring if you just keep going on one level. You've passed through how many different levels? It's awesome. Next level, man. Next level. It makes the game fun. Thanks for bringing it, Mike.
Thank you.